know. I don't mind though. I'm just glad to be free. You know what I'm saying?
Can't seem to find a reason to believe that I can break free. Cause you see, I have been down for so long, feel like all hope is gone. But as I lift my hands, I understand that I should praise you through my circumstance. Much pressure fell on me. I thought I was gonna lose my mind. But I know you wanna see if I will hold on through these trials. But I need you to lift this load, cause I can't take it no more.
The shackles on my feet, so I can dance.
So I can dance.
I just wanna praise you.
Woo, woo, woo.
I just wanna praise you.
Yeah.
Let's do it. judge us simply cause our hair is long. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Right, right on. Right on.
Honest you do, whoa, you thrill me, I know you, you, you thrill me, darling, you, 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 you thrill me, honest you do. At first I thought it was infatuation, but ooh, it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. Whoa, you, you, you send me, I know you send me. Honest you do. You do. At first I thought it was infatuation, but ooh, it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. I know, I know, I know. Send me, oh, oh, you, 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 send me, honest you.
www.killradio.org. That was Sam Cooke, and You Send Me, and that is going from Humberto in Los Angeles to Lil X. And that was a nice little dedication there. Before that, we had Marvin Gaye with What's Going On. And surprisingly enough, it was never nominated for a Grammy, never won a Grammy, and I'll tell you why. What happened when Marvin Gaye first wanted to record this song is that it was something that the president of Motown, Berry Gordy, never wanted Marvin Gaye to record. His vision for Marvin Gaye was always to be a soul crooner. He always wanted the ladies to fall off, fall out and throw stuff onto the stage for him. He thought that if Marvin had recorded something with social consciousness, it would take away from that. Marvin became indignant, however, and would not record anything else until he recorded this song. And there was a standoff that ensued between Berry Gordy and one of his biggest talents on the Motown label. What ended up happening was that there was a number of other Motown executives who enlisted Marvin's cause and entreated Berry Gordy to allow him to record this song. And the result is a signature song of Marvin Gaye's, one of the songs that he is best known for. It was never nominated for a Grammy, and it never received any Grammy nomination or consideration because it was never submitted by Motown. Berry Gordy never submitted that song for Grammy consideration, and it was easily Record of the Year. It was easily Song of the Year. It never won anything because it was never submitted for consideration. And that's an interesting story on that song. Before that, we had Mary Mary with Shackles and Praise You. We're doing a little gospel here in the last set. Also, Chris Wallace and Liz Lee with Every Valley Shall Be Exalted. We started off the last set with the Fairfield Four and Hallelujah. And this pretty much kind of like ties into pretty much a running theme of what's been going on the show today. I've been listening to the songs that I've been playing, and a couple of the running themes have been love as well as protecting this earth for our children, because I don't think anybody really realizes this, but we are lent this world. This world is not our possession. It is merely something that we borrow for this time, and our children inherit this earth. And they, of course, borrow it after our time is past and leave it to their children. And I don't think anything has any consideration, I think, has ever been made for that. And I think that's one of the reasons why the world is in such woo-hoo shape today. Running along that theme of love and inheritance and begetting that type of energy, because that energy feeds upon itself. I believe that what we're living in right now is pretty much a climate of intolerance and fear. And it's one of the things that I think is really I'm searching for words here. It's not good for a civilization. And this is something that Dr. King had mentioned back in 1957. This is a sermon that he gave on November 17th of 1957. It was delivered at the Dexter Avenue Baptist Church, where he was a pastor. And this was in Montgomery, Alabama. It's an excerpt from a sermon entitled Loving Your Enemies. And what he emphasizes is that hate for hate only intensifies the existence of hate and evil in the universe. And that those are his words. He says, the strong person is the person who can cut off the chain of hate, the chain of evil, and inject within the very structure of the universe that strong and powerful element of love. Now, he makes that theme in this excerpt that I'm about to read. He says, I think I mentioned before that some time ago, my brother and I were driving one evening to Chattanooga, Tennessee from Atlanta. He was driving the car. And for some reason, the drivers were very discourteous that night. They didn't dim their lights. Hardly any driver that passed by dimmed his lights. And I remember very vividly, my brother A.D. looked over and in a tone of anger said, I know what I'm going to do. The next car that comes along and refuses to dim the lights, I'm going to fail to dim mine and pour them on in all of their power. And I looked at him right quick and said, oh no, don't do that. Be too much light on this highway, and it will end up in mutual destruction for all. Somebody got to have some sense on this highway. Somebody must have sense enough to dim the lights, and that's the trouble, isn't it? And as all of the civilizations of the world move up the highway of history, so many civilizations, having looked at other civilizations that refused to dim the lights, and they decided to refuse to dim theirs. And Toynbee tells that out of 22 civilizations that have risen up, all but about 7 have found themselves in the junk heap of destruction. It is because civilizations fail to have sense enough to dim the lights. And if somebody doesn't have sense enough to turn on the dim and beautiful and powerful lights of love in this world, the whole of our civilization will be plunged into the abyss of destruction. And we will all end up destroyed because nobody had any sense on the highway of history. Somewhere, somebody must have some sense. Men must see that force begets force, hate begets hate, toughness begets toughness. And it is all a descending spiral, ultimately ending in destruction for all and everybody. Somebody must have sense enough and morality enough to cut off the chain of hate and the chain of evil in the universe. And you do that by love. Those are the words of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. We also have some other excerpts from a letter that he's written. Again, this underscores not only the power of his commitment to nonviolence, but also the eloquence of this anger. Again, as I said earlier on in the show, just because he was dedicated to nonviolence does not by any means should be construed that he was never angry. This was a man who was eloquently angry. And I'm going to read another piece a little later on in the program that pretty much underscores that. If you have any reaction or if you have any input or if you have any feelings on this, by all means, give me a call. Number here is 213-252-0998. You've hit the street. My name is DJ Shango, James Maverick. Thanks for listening.
My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
Every day that goes by, every moment you will find, there's a broken heart, a tear is cried, a wish is made that never comes true. And somewhere someone needs to be found. All the things we do, song each day. A dream is found, a tear is dried, and laughter is heard. And somewhere, someone's life will be changed. All the things we do, the things we say, are gentle rays of hope that touch us all. Day. The things them by the hand and help them find their way. When you're walking down the street and you see a man who has no food to eat, just reach into your pocket and help make his day.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Yeah. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification. Yeah. One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. Exalted. And every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring in Winding Canyon. When we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
I never thought that you would witness such a time. I hear you cry. And dear one, there is a reason for these things, but where's the rhyme? I hear your whys. And I don't have the answer to your questions. I don't have the answer to your prayers. But I know this is a moment of transcendence. If only we would take the time to care. Is polarized by hatred, and we ourselves have been baptized in fear. When some of us are paralyzed in principle, when there's anger in the falling of each tear. Changed in just the twinkling of an eye. I hear you cry. And dear one, a part of each and every one of us has died. I hear your whys. And I don't have the answer to your questions. I don't have the answer to your prayers. But I know this is a moment of transcendence. If only we would take the time to care. The tide has changed and now we grieve at home. Though we're victimized by terror, we're not innocent. Who has the courage to change? Would we come down? Let us rise and love. Let us rise.
grace and don't you be late. I'm here to tell you about the good news. There's something about the path that we choose, y'all. Wisdom has built this house now. Integrity will bring your pride out. If you know how to pray the situation out, you'll get an answer and there ain't no doubt.
But we held it together and Wednesday we had stolen.
Sister who didn't know how to take a seat. Remember A and B selections and those tambourines and that old mother in the corner who was always so mean. Because all of the babies screaming. Remember, all night prep, fast all day. And if you didn't tear it, you wouldn't say. Remember dressing up on Easter. Remember your Sunday school teacher. Remember vacation Bible school. Remember those three-piece hot polyester suits. And mama said sit on the front row. Put your pink really dress and pink hair bow. If you never read, you were just a bear. And if you wore pants, you were going to hell. And if you had an ankle, you were a prostitute. And you know I'm telling the truth.
I just met you. Yes, you know how good God's been to me. From back in the day till until today. And I will never forget. Thank God for the new.
Thank God for the new. But we can't forget the old school.
Devotional service with one singer. And the wood communion table that you could not touch. Remember when wearing makeup was unheard of. And the children's cry, but nobody in it was saved. And you got your butt tore up if you misbehaved. Remember songs like Shine and Still Holding On. Those are some good old memories. I could go on
I
and on.
How
good God's been to me. Back in the day.
Back in the day.
To love to today.
To love to today.
And I will never forget.
Thank God for the
thing.
God for
the thing. But we can't forget.
But we can't forget. Can't forget. Can't forget the old school.
Just want to know how good God's been to me. From back in the day.
www.killradio.org. Woo! Mm. That's Lisa McClendon and Old School. We also had Aretha Franklin before that with Good News, and that is from her latest album, came out last year, So Damn Happy. Sweet Honey in the Rock preceded Aretha with Let Us Rise in Love. We also had an excerpt from a speech that Martin Luther King is most famous for. It was his I Have a Dream speech that was recorded on, I got it right here as a matter of fact. It's embarrassing, these things I should know. It was recorded on August 28th, 1963, and that was in Washington. That was on the March on Washington, his I Have a Dream speech, and I'm so embarrassed. We did start off this last set with Yolanda Adams and The Things We Do. And one last thing about Dr. King. I was remarking that maybe even because of his commitment to nonviolence, it didn't mean that he was never angry. As a matter of fact, this is an excerpt from a speech that he had given, or a chapter that he had written in a book, Stride Toward Freedom, which is entitled My Pilgrimage to Nonviolence. It reads, "Often the question has arisen concerning my own intellectual pilgrimage to nonviolence. In order to get at this question, it is necessary to go back to my early teens in Atlanta. I had grown up abhorring not only segregation, but also the oppressive and barbarous acts that grew out of it. I had passed spots where Negroes had been savagely lynched and had watched the Ku Klux Klan on its rides at night. I had seen police brutality with my own eyes and watched Negroes receive the most tragic injustice in the courts. All of these things had done something to my growing personality. I had come perilously close to resenting all white people. I had also learned that the inseparable twin of racial injustice was economic injustice. Although I came from a home of economic security and relative comfort, I could never get out of my mind the economic insecurity of many of my playmates and the tragic poverty of those living around me. During my late teens, I worked 2 summers against my father's wishes. He never wanted my brother and me to work around white people because of the oppressive conditions, in a plant that hired both Negroes and whites. Here I saw economic injustice firsthand and realized that the poor white was exploited just as much as the Negro. Through these early experiences, I grew deeply conscious of the varieties of injustice in our society. So when I went to Atlanta's Morehouse College as a freshman in 1944, my concern for racial and economic justice was already substantial. During my student days at Morehouse, I read Thoreau's Essay on Civil Disobedience for the first time. Fascinated by the idea of refusing to cooperate with an evil system, I was so deeply moved that I reread the work several times. This was my first intellectual contact with the theory of nonviolent resistance." And that is also an excerpt from the words of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. What I've read today is from one volume of a 4-volume set entitled The Papers of Martin Luther King Jr. They are available practically anywhere. You can get them at University of California, I think, most readily. You can also get them from Amazon.com if you like to. It is a 4-volume series, and what they consist of are letters, correspondence that he has written and received throughout the time in his life. And it is extremely insightful on his philosophy, on his personality, on his passion and his commitment. And if you don't want to buy it, then by all means go to the library and check it out. You're listening to www.killradio.org. This is DJ Shango. Got one last set here, and of course, as is my wont, I am going to leave you with a little something to bounce to. Here are the Winans on the Street.
Yo, what's up? I'ma kick it with mine, y'all know. Yo, Slim, can I kick it like that? Here we go. Well, it's time to make that change. People of the world today are fading. All of us have our ups and downs. You better think about it or you won't be around. What we need is a little bit of love, sent by one from heaven up above. Chicken for tea is simple and plain. This ain't no game, you know what I'm saying. What?
It's time.
Yep, yeah. Take it from me one time.
What is the world coming to? Seems like everyone is running from the truth.
Yep, yep.
We need to stand up and fight, walk into the light.
We're the people, we can do it if we try.
Just to test of our faith, for we're living day to day.
all time.
Diseases are spreading mighty fast.
And downs. You better think about it or you won't be around. What we need is a little bit of love, sent by one from heaven up above. Take a routine, it's simple and plain. This ain't no game, you know what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
This is Howard Huntsbury with Higher and Higher. We also had the Winans with It's Time. And it's time for me to head out. This is DJ Shango, James Maverick. And this weekend, celebrate the memory of Dr. King. By all means, it's more than just going to parties and more than just going to parades. Embody his legacy and pay homage to him in whatever way you can. Reach out, touch your neighbor, touch your friend. Bring about that change that he envisioned, that he dreamed, and let us all be good to each other, because we are all in this world together, and you cannot spell unity without you and I. This is James Maverick with 622 Soul Street. I am out of here. Have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful week, and I will see you next Sunday. Gonna leave you with a little bit of Funkadelic. Peace. Harambe.
To dance our way out of our constriction. Gonna be freaking up and down the hang up alleyway. With the groove I only got, we shall all be moved. Ready or not, here we come. Getting down on which we believe in.
Can I get it on my good foot? Good God.
By the
time I got down, I want to end.
We're on the move. They can stop us now.
Hey, don't tell me now.
Giving you more of what you're talking for.
Hey, don't tell me now.
The whole funk, nothing but the funk. Ready or not, here we come. Getting down on
the one which we believe in.
Here's my chance to dance my way out of my constriction.
Boy, don't fail me now.
yesterday. My way out of my constriction. Nothing but the bomb.
One nation under a roof. Getting down just for the bulk of it. One nation and we're on the move. Nothing can stop us now.
One nation.
One nation under a roof. Getting down just for the bulk of it. One nation. We're on the move.
You can't stop us now.